It's time for the Dial-A-Doc program here from FHN, or brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. And we're joined by the infection prevention specialist, Margie Kortschmeyer, back with us again today. Hey, Margie, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, let's talk about it. We're talking about what apparently is a triple-demic. Tell us about this.
Well, a triple-demic, it's three viruses that we're seeing at one time. It's COVID-19, influenza, and RSV. And hospitals and clinics are really being overwhelmed with seeing all three of these at the same time. We're even seeing some people with two of them at once. So we're seeing all three of them here in this community. This is happening because we have not been exposed to some of these viruses for the past couple of seasons because we've been masking and we've been taking other precautions. Now that precautions aren't as strict as they had been, we're going to see more of these viruses transmitted between people.
All right. Well, give us some symptoms associated with each of these illnesses.
They're very much alike. So the symptoms of COVID, influenza, and RSV have some of the same symptoms. It's the fever, chills, cough, shortness of breath, muscle and body aches, congestion, and headache. You may have some of them, but you don't have to have all of them.
And in terms of the differences between them, tell us about that.
Well, when we first saw the COVID virus, there were some symptoms that really distinguished it from other viruses, like the loss of taste and smell. And we're not seeing that so much with the new variant strains. You can't tell the difference sometimes between symptoms alone because some of the symptoms are the same. They're all contagious respiratory illnesses caused by different viruses, but we have tests that can differentiate between flu, COVID, and RSV, and sometimes the only way to identify which virus it is to test for it.
We're talking with Margie Kortschmeyer, infection prevention specialist. Margie, are these illnesses dangerous, and if so, for whom?
Well, you know, people of any age can get any of these viruses. Older adults are more at risk of developing serious symptoms when they're hit with a respiratory virus because they have other health problems like heart disease or lung problems. Children are more at risk not only because of their immune systems, but because their airways are small and they become inflamed and compromised very easily.
What about relieving these symptoms? How can we do that?
Remember that antibiotics don't work for viruses. You can relieve some of the symptoms associated with these with over-the-counter pain relievers such as acetaminophen or ibuprofen. Remember, no aspirin for children. Having a fever and coughing causes loss of fluid, so prevent dehydration by drinking fluids. There are some antivirals that can be prescribed for influenza and COVID and need to be started right away. For RSV, there isn't really any specific treatment, but there may be a vaccine that will be ready by RSV season next year.
What about when, tell us when, without pushing the panic button, but when you should make an appointment to your provider to go in for a physician's immediate care?
Well, many viruses can run their course, so you can manage your symptoms. And in a few days, you'll start to improve and feel better. But when you feel concerned that you're not getting better or you have symptoms that are concerning to you, absolutely call your provider or make an appointment to be seen at Physicians Immediate Care.
What about the emergency room? Why not go there?
So your provider knows you best, and he or she can help you decide if you can be managed at home or if your symptoms are such that you need to be seen in the emergency room.
And what about the numbers? What kind of numbers are you seeing? Are they way up?
I am seeing more RSV than I ever have. I'm seeing influenza months earlier than I usually do, and I'm consistently seeing COVID. And, the alert really needs to be with the upcoming weeks is that there's going to be a lot of transmission during the holidays. Somebody's going to come to your event that may not have symptoms, and they're going to transmit it to a large number of people that are then going to take it home, and just it's going to take off.
And I assume, Margie, what you're saying is part of the prevention here is get your shots.
Get your shots, flu, COVID, avoiding people that are sick. You know, the week before the holiday, you really shouldn't attend a large event. It's usually what I'm seeing is about 4 days from the time that you've been in contact with somebody to the time symptoms start. If you know somebody that has tested positive, do a home test before heading off to your holiday get-togethers.
And I assume, are you still saying you recommend against the COVID booster and the flu shot the same time?
Well, the CDC is saying that you can take them at the same time. And while we had told our staff, you know, you can take them, we offered them separately to them. I had some that wanted it at the same time and had absolutely no issues with it. We just gave it in different arms.
All right. And a final word of wisdom. How can we avoid just getting sick?
Well, stay home if you're sick and avoid people that are ill and make sure that you're using hand sanitizer.
All right, Margie, great to talk to you. I know it's a difficult time at this point with this triple-demic going on, but appreciate all the information. And we'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Sure thing. Thank you.
All right, Margie Kochmeyer, FHN Infection Preventionist Specialist, and the preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.